Four Tri-Cities recreational projects are set to become a reality for local bikers, hikers and scooterists of all ages. On Thursday, February 16, the BC government granted a total of $1.95 million to upgrade or complete a series of shared road and pedestrian corridors, including Anmore Sunnyside Road Multi-User Pathway $500,000 Complete multi-use paths along Sunnyside Road and East Road Coquitlam Guilford Greenway Port Moody Border to Pine Tree Way $500,000 Upgrade existing bike lanes to protected bike lanes Port Moody St. John Street Multi-Use Path Phase 1 Albert Street to Moody Street $500,000 Multi-Use Path along the south side of St. John Street between Albert Street and Moody Street Short section of multi-use path along the east side of Moody Street between St. John Street and Clark Street Port Coquitlam Kingsway Avenue multi-use path $450,000 Multi-use path on Kingsway Avenue from Kelly Avenue to Coast Meridian Overpass as part of a corridor road improvement project The funding is set to help improve safety for those that choose to leave their vehicle at home for a more active and energy-efficient commute. From young families to older folks with mobility challenges, so many people benefit from safe and accessible paths and bike lanes, said Port Coquitlam MLA Mike Farnworth, also BC's Deputy Premier, Solicitor General and Minister for Public Safety. This funding makes Port Coquitlam a more accessible and welcoming place to live and visit. The Tri-Cities projects are four of 74 in BC that recently received approval through the provincial government's Active Transportation Infrastructure Grants Program. Ultimately, the plans hope to increase mobile and active transportation by 30% across BC by the end of the decade. Whether you're walking, cycling, or using a mobility device, safe and separated pathways are a great choice for getting around, said Coquitlam Burke Mountain MLA Finn Donnelly. When people of all ages can get around safely without a car, our communities become stronger and more connected, said Rick Glumick, MLA for Port Moody Coquitlam, in the same statement. These new multi-use paths will mean less time in cars and more options for moving around our region. For more information about the active transportation grants, you can visit the BC government's website.